Some will be irritated, many will be exhilarated, everybody will be methylated to hear that it's that man again.
It's that man again, it's that man again, yes, the Tommy Handley is here.
When spirits flag from out of the bag, he'll extricate a time-honored gag.
Father's kind and boy, Mrs. Handley boy, oh, it's useless to complain. When trouble's brewing, it's his doing, a man, the man again.
Hello?
Is Mr. Handley there?
No, ma'am, I ain't seen him in days.
How many days is he in for?
Madam, we are not amused.
Well, my paper wants a story from him, and I've got to get it.
No hope, lady.
Tell him Miss Strother phoned, will you?
Yes, ma'am.
And watch his face fall.
Gee, this don't sound too good for the boss. I wonder where he is.
He won't be long now. I've just greased the steps.
Hello, Sam. I've just fallen for a girl on the stairs. How are you?
Oh, gee, are you hurt, boss?
No, just snapped my lines of communications. I was trying to encircle her when she gave me a pincer movement and I had to turn the other flank. Any messages, Sam?
Sure, boss. An SOS from a sub-sister saying she solicited a story for a sensational Sunday scandal sheet with a sore in circulation snooping surreptitiously on your secret sessions.
Is that so? Well, I better protect myself against this. Now, Sam, you know the railings by the gremlins near the coolings?
No, boss.
Oh, you must, Sam. Well, you know the high street?
Sure, boss.
Well, you know the shop on the corner where they curl cucumbers?
Yeah.
You know Lover's Leap?
No, boss.
Well, they do when they sit on a cactus. Now, let that be a lesson to you. By the way, what are you trembling for?
I'm nervous, boss.
Well, don't look round now.
Oh, why not, boss?
Too foggy to see anything. Well, I must write an article on Yorkshire pudding for next week's batterbox. And then I'll...
Just stand where you are, Bill.
Okay, Bill.
Now, take your line from here, Bill.
About a foot left, Bill.
What the dickens...
Quiet.
All right, Bill.
The door will go here, Bill.
Front, Bill, or back, Bill?
These chaps are giving me the willies.
I'll make it 40 feet, Bill.
Okay, Bill.
I must call Sam at once. Bill!
Yes, Bill? I mean, boss?
Listen, if those two Bills come in again, settle them.
Sure, boss.
Now, I've got a big idea for making this place into a nightclub for fire watchers. See who it is, Sam. Shove the wardrobe against the door and open it slightly.
Hey, boss.
Yes?
It's Mr. What's-his-name. He says he just got back from Wales.
From Wales? Well, tell him to come in and hang his leak on the hat stand. Why, if it isn't old, sit down.
How are you, Mr. What do you call?
Well, I'm all right, except for a touch of the old Colwyn. Have you had a good holiday in Wales?
Oh, yes, indeed, man. I was at
Aborigine?
No,
Abracadabra?
No.
Blended note?
That's right.
Oh. How are they all doing at Christmas? Where you've been?
Oh, indeed, grandman. All except old Taffy,
Taffy Apple?
No. No, Taffy.
Taffy Ogre?
No. Taffy.
Trevor Jones?
That's right.
Oh, right. Have you got any of those plastic gems with a long...
Oh, yes, indeed. They haven't come in, will you?
Well, no, thanks. No, send me some of the short ones, won't it?
Oh, if I haven't any man, I'll send what I've got, you know. I will see what you call it, isn't it?
Welsh forevermore. Well, now I'd better see who's accepted the invitations for my gala opening tonight. Now, let me see. There's the Marquis of Morn, Count Both Ways, Peer Gynt, and the British Ambassador to Blackpool.
Now, we must find a place for the sink, Bill.
That's right, Bill.
Shall I put the bill, Bill?
Yes, Bill. Can we run them under the bed, Bill, old man?
Why not, Bill, old fruit?
Because they block up the window, Bill, old Bailey.
Quiet!
Right, Bill.
We'd better measure the corridor, Bill.
Okay, Bill, old fruit.
What a William Fair. Now, the next thing I must do is to get so-and-so, so-so, to arrange the cabaret for the fire watchers. Now, I'll engage that famous sister act, Elsie and Static Waters... I meant to crown everything. I'll... Oh, dear. Hello?
It's me again. I know something about you.
Careless talk, careless talk.
I saw you eating last night with a...
Careless fork, careless fork.
You should go somewhere else. For a spoon.
How dare you insult my knife?
See you, Bradford, Monday.
See you, Sheffield, Wednesday. That was Stainless Susan. Well, now I must go to the library. I want to read that new crime novel, The Famous Pillowcase by Ida Down. Now,
to here, Bill.
Okay, Bill.
That Bill was passed quickly. Look out, they're coming back. No, Tommy, it's me. Good heavens, it's a test tube with tights on. Well, Charles, you've arrived at the crucible moment. What's your retort to that?
I've got something I'd like to play for you.
Who's it by? Chemical Chris?
No, it's Harold Noble's new arrangement of Dixieland.
Dixieland, okay. Dixie! Now, I must concentrate on the final arrangements for my firewatchers' club. Now, I shall want an asbestos dart board, a dozen bottles of fire water, and I better send for the caretaker, Percy Pintable.
I thought you'd say that, Mr. H. Lo and behold, here I am.
You weren't listening at the keyhole, by any chance?
Well, now, that's an astigmatism of my character. And to coin a phrase, it hurts.
Well, You must have been listening. You've still got fluff in your fetlocks and the key stuck in your ear.
Lo and behold, so I am.
Yeah, well, look. Lo and behold, do you mind if I turn it? Lummy keeps the kitty up his conk.
It's very, very strange I should use my ear hole as a keyhole, isn't it?
Yeah. Not as strange as using a mouse hole as a funk hole. Now, tell me, are we all well equipped with fire buckets and everything?
Bless you, sir, we are. To coin a phrase, okay.
Well, it's my turn to coin a phrase now. Who's in charge of the fire preventers?
Oh, your friend, Senior So-So's our warden, Mr. H.
Oh.
And lo and behold, here you are. Here.
Ah, Mr. Ant Pump, do you wish to see how I deal with insanitary bombs?
Well, carbolically, I hope.
I like that, Mr. H, and if I may say so, a bomb motto.
Yeah. Well, to pull a phrase, you're crackers. Now, so, how do you put out incendiaries?
With my syrup pump.
Well, I'll be sugared. I suppose the water trickles out of the nozzle.
Yes, it comes out with a skirt.
What, a lady fire watcher?
No. The water comes rushing out of the schnozzle.
Schnozzle? Oh, I see. It comes out with a big nose. Noise of it. Is Mr. Pintable a member of your squad, So-So?
Oh, yes, and he's a perfect snack in the grass.
Snack in the grass? Sounds like dinner with a dandelion.
Oh, Mr. N. Grenade, please remember, I am Chief Wooden.
Well, you ought to go on the boards. And don't forget, none but the brave deserve the fire.
Depend on me and everything will be sheep-shop.
Sheep-shop. I'll have to bar that fellow.
Bah!
And that goes for you, too. I'm not waiting any longer. Well, fancy him being... fancy him being the leaning pin-up boy of Pisa, eh? I'll bet he wears catacombs. Well, now, next I want to chuck it out. That expanding box will be the very man. Hello, who's this?
Now, Mr. Hanley, I really must have that story.
What, do you mean the one about the two commandos and the blackout?
No, a story for my paper.
Oh.
My card.
What's this? Eve Stropper. Representing the press, washstand and chest of drawers. Address 26 Lupino Lane, Lambeth Walk. No, Miss Stropper, I never give interviews.
Oh, surely you won't refuse me.
Well, I'll sell you my life story for a fiver, and you can have my photo on a bearskin rug for fourpence. Without the rug, bearskin only, £7.10.
What are your immediate plans?
Well, apart from going to the blacksmith to forge a check, I'm free till lunchtime. No, I can't give anything away.
Oh, come on, Tommy, be a sport. Just for little Eve.
No, I'm adamant. Now, come on. Get off my knee. Besides, it isn't that sort of joint.
Hold it. What's the bad here? Thank you.
Lovey, laid an egg on the plate. Is that your photographer?
Yes, I've got what I wanted. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, come back here. You can't publish that. A man in my position, in that position, it's an imposition. I'll be ruined.
Fourth room had better go in here, Bill.
Is there room for the old geezer, Bill?
Now, listen to me, Bills. I want to be frank with you.
Okay, Frank.
Now, I'm in earnest.
Righto, Ernest.
I'm fed up with you.
You? His name's Bill.
Well, who are you?
I'm Bill, too.
You've been listening to the names trust. You know, those boys have got something, only they don't know where to put it. That reminds me now,
Is there anything I can do, sir?
Well, hello, Mrs. Mupp. What you can do for the fire watchers?
Oh, I've been going for them for ages, sir. Shorty lot of scoundrels.
What the NFS are you talking about? Do you have the fire watch, Mrs. M?
Oh, yes, sir. I had to register at the town hall.
What, and sit round a fire bucket with old Ebenezer? Well, I'll be jiggered. Who goes on with you, anyway?
Oh, there's no goings on, sir. It's all straight and above board.
Below bar, you mean. What about Pat the Potman? Isn't he on with you?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I saw a ghost the other night, sir.
Don't be silly. I bet it was Pat in your night shift.
Sometimes it's Mr. Birkin, the landlord, sir.
Oh.
Oh, such a gentleman. Always says pardon before he takes his boots off.
Oh. What's he say before he takes his socks off? Now, I want you to look after the guests when they arrive. You know, make them feel at home.
But, take their collars off, sir.
Yeah, no. Take the tea leaves out of the sink so that they can have a good wash.
Oh, I've brought this for you, sir.
Oh, isn't that nice? What is it, a hot water sausage for cold feet?
Oh, no, sir.
Oh?
It's a warden's waffle.
Neither.
Get off for now.
G-U-T-L.
What's that, sir?
Get up that ladder. I bet she'll go fire watching in a coke bonnet. Hello? Oh, yes, you can count on me. Sure, you can count on me. Of course you can count on me. He wants to do his arithmetic on my back. What next, I wonder?
Force?
Yes?
Force, you're doing Tom Panelli. You've got a date.
Well, if I was under 12, I'd have an orange as well.
No, boss. Oh, all the entertainers for your party are waiting.
All right, I'll see them right away. That is the end of the pomegranate concert. The pips will follow in a few moments. Now, who's first at the audition?
Walter Whitwhite is still at your service,
oh,
sir. After breaking all records this week at Dover.
You know, that's what I like about the South. Now, where are you next week? At Loggerheads? Are you booked solid till next Christmas?
Yes, sir. Except for the weeks beginning November 7, 14, 21, and 28. December the...
Oh, I see. Then in summer you're going to pantomime, eh? Well, what are you playing this year? Little Red Riding Hood or the Goose That Laid the Golden Egg?
No, sir. I play the boots in the puss of that name.
Really? And Santa Claus in the Christmas Grotto as well?
Yes, alas, sir. The modern child is prone to penetrate my disguise.
Yes, Aladdin. They will keep on putting bangers under your wonderful lump.
That, sir, is the least of their pranks. I have a new impression for you, sir.
Well, you sound like a dentist. What is it, top or bottom?
No, sir. Tarzan wooing his mate while eating a banana.
That's what I like about the mouth. All right, Walter, you're engaged for tonight. You'll get 2 cheese sandwiches and a number 8 battery. Next.
Boss.
What?
Boss, I got a song.
What, you, Sam? I didn't know you had a touch of the Paddy Joneses.
Oh, gee, boss. I've always wanted to broadcast.
Why? Have you got a private income? Well, let's hear the worst.
I'm a Saratoga hobo from the sunny south and how. A country cousin from the great divide. Everyone thinks I'm a wow. I was born in Oklahoma, and it ain't a-gonna rain no more. Sisa, catcha, ucha, calla, beepo, alia, rah, rah. I am a Saratoga bow. Yowza.
Sam, Sam. Well, that's terrific, but why do you hiccup all the way through?
Oh, that wasn't hiccup, boss. That was the lyric.
I thought you were eating your own words.
Well, for no encore.
Can I sing you my area, sir?
Ah, Madam Putty. Now, last time you sang your area, a policeman fell into it.
Can I sing Down in the Forest, sir?
Of course you can, but it's a long way from here, so you better take your torch. Oh, yes. Next, please.
Oh, Mr. Edel Nash. I am dissipated.
You're telling me. I can see that by the cart ruts round your kisser.
No, but I had engaged a famous impersonator to give you a turn.
Impersonator? Accompanied, I suppose, on the tom-tom by Billy Kitten and his band, eh?
But alas, she's suffering from tinselitis.
Tinselitis? That's a circus trouble, I suppose, eh? Every time you crack a whip, she gets on a high horse, eh?
All is not lost. I will give you a recipitation.
A recipitation? That'll have the Mrs. Beaton. You mean a recitation, don't you? But come on, let's hear it.
I recite it.
Right.
The boy stood on the burning duck.
How perfectly given. No, not today, so-so.
Oh, Mrs. Saucepan Lid, I am underdone.
Well, you better sit on the burning duck. I've got to listen to Jack Cooper. What have you got today, Jack?
Well, I've got an old...
Overcoat for sale?
No, an old...
Mother Riley?
No. It's an old sea shanty called Outward Bound, and I'm singing in the Modern Manor.
Modern Manor, eh? What's that, a new council house? Well, have a crack, Jack.
I will, Bill.
Right.
On Liverpool docks we bid adieu to Luke and Sal and Kitty too. The anchor's weighed, the sail's unfurled. We're bound to cross the watery world. But don't you see, we're outward bound. Hoorah, we're outward bound. Wind now blows from east nor east. Our ship will sail 10 knots at least. The purser will our wants supply. So while we live, we'll never say die. For don't you see, we're outward bound. Hoorah, we're outward bound. Now we're hauled into the docks, where pretty girls will come in flocks, and one will to the other say, now here comes Jack with his 3 years' pay. For don't you see, we're homeward bound, hoorah, we're homeward bound. We're off to the Dog and Bell, where good liquors they always sell. In comes the landlord with a smile, saying, drink, lad, drink, it's worth your while. But don't you see, we're homeward bound, hoorah, we're homeward bound. When our money is gone and spent, there's none to be borrowed nor to be lent. In comes the landlord with a frown, says, get up, Jack, let John sit down. But don't you see, he's homeward bound. Hoorah, hoorah, he's homeward bound.
I say, Mr. H, there's one entertainer you've forgotten.
Hello, it's Comical Cross from Charing Cross. How's your Chris Cross?
I've not got up one for him.
Oh,
fire eating. I swallow a bottle of paraffin, a sack of coal, a candle and a box of matches. Then I light them.
Oh, central eating, eh?
Like to see me do it now?
No, this isn't a smoking carriage. But I'd like to see you do a back somersault into the inkwell.
Righto, I will.
Good. Lummy, is my face black? Oh. Hello? That was Pig and Whistle. Well, now what...
Mr. H.
Yes?
Did you intend to turn the club into a sort of winter garden?
Well, if I may coin a phrase, yes. Any suggestions?
I'm full of them. I think of them in my bar.
Do you? Well, let's both get in the bath and finger one, shall we?
The winter garden has arrived, Mr. H, and lo and behold, here he is.
Well, what's all that undergrowth round him?
That's his beard, I presume.
I thought he brought his own hedge.
Oh, when hedges be high, spring be nigh.
And I suppose when ditch be full, watch out for bull.
Oh, in our parts they do say, when cow be mooing, gals be wooing.
I always thought it was when pigs start cackling, let's get crackling.
Oh, in our parts we
now,
say...
Now, listen, that's enough what your part says. What about this winter garden?
Oh! I got old man Starlin, parson's niece, wild cowcumber, and shepherd's eloy.
I see, and him at hollyhock, mangle worsley, sprouting snagwort, and elf's button, eh? Well, haven't you got Handley's rambling statements?
In our parts, they do say, when Handley's on air, weather be fair.
Oh, well, red sky in the morning, Monday night a day. Thank you, Mr. Middlecott. Good gardening. Now, he's either got a sheep round his neck or his vest is showing. Well, now I better get dressed for the big do. I suppose a frock coat and a muffler would be the correct garb to greet the fire watchers. I hope it's still in the wardrobe. I'll have a look.
Woo!
Good heavens, it's a moth with a fur coat on. Now, you won't find the story in there, young woman, even if you do go through my pockets.
Oh, be it, dear. Give me something to put in my paper.
Well, here's a second-hand blancmange and two live eels.
I mean some particulars of your private life.
Well, not until you give me back that snap your Snoopy photographer took.
What, the one of me sitting on your knee?
Yes.
Here it is.
Oh, I like that. But it would have been made a better picture, you know, if you'd... Listen, come here a minute. Now, sit down. Put your head here. And your arm around here. That's it. Now,
Hold it.
Oh, dear.
Watch the bird here. Thank you.
Here, stop that, man.
That'll go in our sporting edition. The picture tells the story. Ta-ta.
In our part, they say, when girls on knee and a man comes in and takes a lot of photographs and then sends them down to Fleet Street and publishes them, trouble there'll be. I must stop that man leaving the building at once.
Boss?
Yes?
Boss, the guests are arriving.
I've no time for guests. Send them to Henry Hall. Lock all the exits. No one must leave.
But what if there's a fire, boss?
Well, roast some chestnuts. Besides, the place is full of wire watchers. Listen, go and get the band to play some fire music, Sam.
But what'll they play, boss? Blaze Away?
No, Sam. The man with the ladder and the hose. Get So-So to announce it.
What about me, boss?
Oh, go on, boil your head.
Sure, boss.
It's done now, Sam. And don't forget to turn the gas out. Now I better go in.
Hey! To open the proceedings, the band will play The Man with the Bladder on His Nose.
Produced by Drone Sherman. Now sit back and enjoy yourselves.
Our first turn is Hot Cross Comic Chris eating a fire.
I will now swallow a sack of coal washed down by a gallon of paraffin.
Just a minute, Chris. You've got some crumbs.
Now I want someone to light me.
Give me a match, Sam. It's a good thing you're not a trio.
Why?
Well, it's unlucky to light three men with one match.
Look out! He's setting the place on fire as soon as it lights.
Put him out.
I thought I'd give the fire watchers something to watch, eh?
But where are the fire watchers?
They weren't fire watchers, boss. They were fire watchers' watchers.
Then the fire watchers' watchers haven't gone to watch the fire watchers' fire watching the fire.
I wish my pa could see this trick.
Your pa? Well, why don't you go and fetch him?
Right, I will.
Boss.
What?
He's going up like a rocket.
Well, let's go and get his ration book. Just a minute, Sam. That might be Chris. Hello? Well, fancy that.
Well, what's he say, boss?
He says his fire wasn't in, so he's gone to Mars.
You've been listening to Tommy Hanley again in ITMA with Horace Percival, Fred Yule, Dorothy Summers, Sidney Keith, Dino Galvani, Bill Stevens, Brian Herbert, and Gene Capra. The singer, Jack Cooper. The BBC Variety Orchestra was conducted by Charles Shadwell. Script and lyrics by Ted Kavanagh. Produced by Francis Worsley.